Halloween is just days away. Some localities are opting to trick-or-treat tomorrow instead of October 31st. When you head out to get your treats, WFIR's Denise Amembreño has a few Halloween safety tips.
Keeping a few common sense safety tips in mind will ensure your Halloween festivities are more fun than scary. Dr. Timothy Mines, area medical director for MedExpress, says if your costume has a mask, make sure your vision is not obstructed.
It's always a good idea to have reflective gear and walk in a group, and also carrying a flashlight. Make sure you're visible to others and cars.
Dr. Mines also suggest instituting a no eating while trick-or-treating rule so candy can be checked out for tampering or allergens. He says sometimes bite-sized versions of candy bars contain different ingredients, so even if it's something you or your child ordinarily eat, it should still be checked for ingredients that cause allergic reactions. Dr. Mines says Halloween is a good time to offer alternatives to candy.
And the Teal Pumpkin Project is where people will place a teal pumpkin out in front of their house to signal allergy-friendly treats, or they may even have alternatives like stickers or glow sticks or small toys. Of course, also with small toys and items, really want to be sure they're age-appropriate and be aware of choking hazards.
If you are looking for some daytime activities, check out Explore Park's Spooktacular Saturday. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.